So we have Tori Gingras from the ATLA, which is Assistive Technology of Alaska, and she's going to give us a brief summary of what ATLA does. I know that some of you are familiar with ATLA, but I'm just going to go ahead and let her talk.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Like she said, my name is Tori. I'm with Assistive Technology of Alaska. I am the outreach specialist, and really our goal at ATLA is to help improve the quality of life and independence for Alaskans with disabilities. And really that's anyone who has a need or is experiencing any type of barrier to their independence. So really though, what is assistive technology? It's kind of two parts. It's, of course, the equipment or solutions, but it's also the services that go hand in hand in making assistive technology available to people, helping them obtain them, and then implementing that equipment into their life. So what I'm going to talk about today is just some examples of assistive technology for blindness or low vision, and then talk about some of the services that we provide. And along with those services are also programs to help get the equipment that is the best fit for that person in their hands and make sure that they are able to train and really implement the equipment in their life to the fullest extent. So equipment can range anywhere from no technology at all the way up to really high tech items. So really what that means is that there is not a one size that fits all with assistive technology. There may not always be a one solution that fits for somebody. It might be a combination of solutions. And we really like to call assistive technology more of a journey that somebody goes through. So we might be looking at a couple different items, and then in a year you find that person finds that now they're experiencing a barrier in the kitchen, whereas before they may not have been. So it is just an ongoing journey in finding the right fit for each person. So some examples in this are things like a talking kitchen scale, which can tell you how much weight of an ingredient is needed so that you can bake or cook independently. A liquid level alert that would be placed on the edge of a cup or mug. And then once the liquid gets close to the top, you would hear a loud sound alerting you to stop pouring your liquid. The OrCam is a talking camera, which has a speaker that sits right outside your ear canal. And the OrCam itself sits on some eyeglasses. So when you point at something or someone, it will describe that person or thing to you. It does get some setting up and getting used to, but it's a great tool for identification purposes. Another great tool for identification purposes is the Be My Eyes application. While holding your smart device, you can share your camera with the app and it connects you with a live volunteer who would then describe whatever the smart device is pointing at for you. So if you wanted to know the color of a shirt or the type of juice you're holding, they would be able to help you with that. So those are just some examples of some daily living type items. But the next thing I want to talk to you about are some magnifiers. And there are just a plethora of magnifiers on the market. So I want to talk about maybe the major differences between handheld, digital, and desktop magnifiers. So a handheld is going to have that static magnification level. Whereas if we were to look at a digital magnifier, you're going to have a bit more dynamic magnification levels. You'll have the ability to take still images and then magnify or bring the screen closer to your face. And you would also be able to change the contrast of whatever it is that you're looking at. So if yellow on black works better for you than the source document contrast, you can make that happen. Now, a desktop magnifier, however, it is a stand-mounted or handheld video camera that is projected to that projects a magnified image onto a video monitor or TV screen or maybe even a computer screen. And some desktop magnifiers also integrate character recognition, which makes it possible for the camera to scan the paper that's being magnified and then speak that aloud to what is on the screen. Now, all of these tools are great for if you're interacting with the physical world, but what happens when you need to interact with the digital world? That's when we would look at some computer access type of tools. So things like screen magnifiers and readers, they oftentimes come built into most smart devices and computers, but only at a very basic level. So programs like Dolphin Supernova and Zoom Text are more robust options for screen reading and magnification. And if you're not familiar, screen readers will render text and image content as speech. And this is sometimes referred to as text to speech. And then screen magnifiers would enlarge the entire screen or pieces of the screen to make it easier to see or interact with. Now, common questions I usually get at this point are, well, how do I know which equipment is going to work for me? How do I obtain that equipment? And what happens if I can't afford that equipment? Well, that's when Atla can really step in and help out. So we are an assistive technology resource center. We provide awareness and outreach. So events like this, we're always happy to speak at. Information and assistance. So if you ever have any questions, you're wanting more information about assistive technology, go ahead and give us a call or send us an email, and we would love to answer your questions, point you in the right direction, or set up a time for you to meet with one of our specialists. And if we set up a meeting with a specialist, it's usually a demonstration. And a demonstration is for you to be able to explore the different options of equipment that is available. Now, if you've done the demonstration, but you're not sure really what's going to work best for you, then we would do a short-term loan. So about 2 weeks, you can take the items home with you and see if they work in your environment. Make sure that it's really the right fit before we pursue funding or look at possibly getting it through one of our programs. Now, we also have a reutilization program. So people oftentimes donate equipment to us, and then we're able to give it out for free to other people who are in need of that item. And we're constantly getting items. So once we have somebody's information, we add it to a list. And then if that equipment were to come in, we can give that person a call or an email, whatever their preferred contact method is, and really get them connected to the equipment that they're looking for. We can also do assessments. Now, these are fees for that type of service. We give specific recommendations on equipment and create an entire report for that person. And we also do training on the equipment, but that does come with another fee. Oftentimes, assessments and trainings are covered by a program. So one of the programs that helps people specifically who have significant hearing and vision loss get tools for distance communication is Alaska Can Connect. Now, this program is income-based, but it provides individualized assessments, the actual equipment itself, and then ongoing training and support with the equipment. So equipment included in that program are things like signalers, softwares for the computer, the actual computer, tablets, telephones, or even braille devices. Another new program that we have that some of you may benefit from is our Techability program. And this provides free lifetime equipment loans for Alaskans who are mental health trust beneficiaries. And that is self-disclosed. We don't need any type of doctor's note or anything like that for the mental health trust beneficiary part of this. It's really easy. Submit your inquiry. We would set up a consultation, and then we would provide equipment and training for the equipment. And that includes daily living items like things to help in the kitchen, medication management, and even health monitoring systems, also alerting systems. And so that maybe you need a bed shaker to help you wake up or things like that. Smart hubs like Alexa, assisted listening devices, and of course, magnifiers, including digital magnifiers, are included in the program as well. Now, if somebody doesn't qualify for one of these programs and is still in need of equipment, well, we would probably connect them with our ATAP coordinator. And this person supports individuals who need funding for assistive technology and can't find those resources other places. So they can help with funding navigation, so finding funding, and then helping to apply for funding as well. So getting those letters of support, making sure, you know, it's in on time, and helping to actually write the grant as well. So that's really Assistive Technology of Alaska in a nutshell. You can always find out more information on our website, atlaak.org, and we would be happy to hear from you, or you can contact me directly at tori@atlaak.org. All right, and if you guys have questions, please let me know. All right, looks like we have a question from Paul.
All right.
Maybe not.
Hello.
There he is.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, I had to unmute it. I got a question. I need a device that, well, let me explain. I was out walking my dogs the other day, and it was one of these really gray days, and my dog got tangled up in the leash. So I bent down, undid the leash, stood back up, and I could not figure out where I was. Even though I knew I was only like 300 or 400 feet from my house, it was a three-way intersection, and I could not see which way to go. And I was thinking there must be some device that I can push a button, all of a sudden an alarm on my house will go off so I know which direction to go.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely things like smart lights that can be controlled from your phone, so you can go into the app and then turn on those outdoor lights so that you would know. Are you wanting something more like an auditory alert?
Well, both would be great, because once I'm in my yard and everything, it's like, okay, I wandered this way, and pretty soon I'll get close enough to see where the front door might be, then I know that, you know, go which direction to go to. But the thing where I was three different roads going in the same direction. Everything looked the same. And the only way I was getting ready to use my phone to call somebody, and I remembered, you know, they sealed the cracks on the road, and the one area had a really wide tar patch. And so I looked around for that, and I knew if I was standing on this side of it, my home was straight ahead.
Right. Yeah. So what I would suggest then is to get in touch with us so that we can, so that you can talk with a specialist about what's going to work best for your environment, and look at a couple different options to make sure that you have that consumer's choice and what's going to be the best fit for you.
Okay. I've used you guys before, and you guys always help me really well.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah, that's so great to hear. I have put our contact information in the chat as well, so if that works for you. Otherwise, it sounds like you may have our contact information already.
Yeah, I might have it in my phone still.
All right.
Thank
great.
You.
No problem.
This is Bonnie. I definitely have their number and can share it with anyone. And Sarah will answer the phone and put you in touch with someone.
Yeah.
And I would also say, Paul, what might be helpful is the next time that Elijah's out there, I think having a cane and knowing the landmarks with your cane of in your home area, the more familiar you are with some very specific landmarks, the easier it is going to be to get yourself oriented again as well. And also even using the what tells you north and west and east, what is that app on your phone that will give you directions, not directions, but let you know just what direction you're facing, whether it's east, northwest, or kind of thing.
Good Maps.
Compass. Yeah. Or something like Good Maps. Yeah. Compass for sure too. But Good Maps. Yeah, definitely. We can talk about that tomorrow when we talk about iPhones, right? Okay. Or phones in general. Any other questions? All right. Thank you so much, Tori, for being here. We really appreciate what you had to say, reminding people for those who know, and perhaps new information for others.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie.